We interrupt the attack ads for a word from the real bad guys. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. From the same terrorist, apparently, who brought us the underwear bomb, comes the printer bomb. Two of them, shipped from Yemen, and eventually discovered, one on a UPS plane in Great Britain, one on a FedEx plane in Dubai. But they were only discovered because Saudi intelligence gave us a tip. And on the way, they managed to get aboard passenger planes.
The airline in Qatar said, quote, "The explosives discovered were of a sophisticated nature where they could not be detected by X-ray or by sniffer dogs."
Real bombs, disguised as computer printers, wired with cell phone components, undetected, but for a tip.
The fact that it actually got through and made its way into the civilian system is troubling and does reflect a hole in the system that is very hard to plug.
Juan Zarate, terrorist expert. Hard to plug because it would mean scanning everything. And yet, I heard a report that the technology to scan and detect this stuff does exist.
Some carriers already scan cargo, but converting to explosive detecting technology could cost them as much as 15 times what they're currently spending on scanners.
It would be very expensive to do that. And don't you find that amazing? After paying for two wars to stop terrorism, with a defense budget of $700 billion a year, most of it intended to keep us safe from terrorism, we're concerned about the cost of doing the thing that might actually work. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.